energy. Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you. So much energy.
Jen, I am, and the weather sucks. Yeah. Although it's sunny today, it has not been sunny the past few days. Snowed. Yeah.
Does it make your vitamin D just go?
It does. It bums me out.
Yeah.
It bums me out. I will say this, though. For just being gone for 2 months, and I come back, pull into Mom and Dad's sub the other day. So, of course, I want to get a set of eyes on that Harbor Freight. I'm like,
how's
that Harbor Freight coming along?
Yeah.
Plus, I wanted to look and see it because I knew that they'd be hiring. I wanted to see if they would, like, if they had an age limit for my youngest kid.
Yeah.
He's 15. He's all psyched to be trying to get a job, save up money, do all that.
Yeah.
Well, I pull in, and lo and behold, right next to Harbor Freight is this little building. It's in a plaza, so there's like a little storefront.
Yeah.
And it's called Aris Books, T-R-A-S Bookstore.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? And I kind of drove by and look in there, and I see a few people standing. I'm like, are they building that? Like, is that being worked on? What's going on here?
Right. I have a lot of questions.
I had a lot of questions, Jen. So instead of just getting out of my car, I pull into a parking spot, lay a stakeout.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I see people walking in and coming out with books. And I'm like, okay, so this is a bookstore. So I Google it from my car, Recon. Yeah. So I Google it, thinking like, all right, is this a Christian bookstore or maybe just a self-help bookstore? Or is it some kind of just like a specific demographic type of bookstore? Because with a name like Aris, E-R-A-S, bookstore, I'm like, I could go a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Well, this was on a Tuesday, the first Tuesday I got back.
Okay.
So I pull it up on Google, and lo and behold, that Saturday they had a grand opening for that bookstore. I'm like, are you crapping me right now? So I run to Mom's real quick. I'm like, hey, did you see that there's a bookstore up there in the shopping plaza? And she's like, oh yeah, they had a line all the way around the building the other day when they opened. I go, what the hell? I go, let's go there. So we go there, we walk in. Right off the get, I see a coffee shop. I already like this place already. I see a coffee shop and I see like some Harry Potter and something else that caught my eye that looked familiar. And I'm like, okay, this is just like a regular bookstore.
Yeah.
With a coffee shop.
Oh my God.
So I go back, order a coffee. I start walking around the bookstore. Not very many people in there, but from the sounds of it, between Mom and Andrea, both told me that they had a ridiculous grand opening.
Yeah.
Like, so good for them. I hope it was like enough to sustain them for a long time.
Right.
Useful stores don't come into that plaza ever. Ever. Blockbuster was the last good one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so a bookstore with a coffee shop, I was like, this is too much. And I go in there, so I get my coffee right off the get. I'm like, there's only a handful of people in here. I'm going to go talk to the lady at the counter, see what's up. So I go up there and I go, hey, I'm just looking for a new author. And I tell her a few of the authors I'm into. I like Jeffrey Deaver, Michael Crichton, James Patterson, John Grisham. A lot of murder mystery type stuff.
Sure.
So I throw out a few of those names and she's like, oh, have you ever read Harlan Coben? And I said, no, I've never read that. She's like, oh, we have a few of his books here. The first book she handed me, Jen, I read the inlet cover. Oh my God, I was sucked in from paragraph one of just the description of the book. That doesn't happen that often. Paulo Coelho books are the only ones that usually from a brief description will I be like, yep.
Yeah.
And which reminds me, I have two of his books on my shelf in my room that I haven't even read yet. I probably shouldn't even been at this bookstore, but I wanted to see what it was about.
Yeah.
So I found a new author, pick up a book. I can't put the book down.
Oh, dang.
And on top of that, when I got up to the counter with it, the lady had also wrote down another author's name. She put it on a post-it note.
Yeah.
So I've been using that post-it note as my bookmark. So as soon as I'm done with this book, boom, turn that post-it note into another book. Oh, I was so psyched. So I told my buddy about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling him, I go, and they got a coffee shop. He goes, oh, have you been into the new coffee shop they put inside one of the funeral homes in Oxford? I go, which funeral home? He's like, Huntoon. Huntoon Funeral Home in Oxford got turned into a coffee shop. So I went in there, CFE. I think it's like an abbreviation for coffee. I couldn't find that it stood for anything anywhere, like people's names or something.
I thought it was going to be called like Dead Something.
No, Coffee for Everyone. That's what I call it. CFE. I have no idea what it stands for. But like on their signs, like inside, it's like, you know, it just said Drip CFE. So I think that means like an abbreviation for coffee.
Yeah.
Drip Coffee.
Yeah.
So I think they're just calling it CFE. But like Drip Coffee was like $3. I've been in there twice already, and I've already been in the bookstore twice. And when I was back at the bookstore waiting for my coffee to get done, I didn't have my book on me because I wasn't prepared to just go in there. But Jay and I were running around.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you got to go in here. So I go in there, we order a coffee. While I'm walking around, I found another book. And I even told him, I go, I'm going to set this one aside, take a picture of it. I go, I'm not going to buy it because I have too many books I haven't read yet.
Yeah.
And he's like, you might want to just buy that. There's only two of them. I'm like, damn it, there is. So I bought it. Yeah. I brought it home, put it right on my bookshelf. I got to know that's the next one ready to roll. I'm already halfway through the Harlan Coben book.
It's a good one?
Yeah. So good.
Oh,
so
man.
Good.
That's fun.
It sucks because I want to look for more of his books now. I'm sure after this book, but I can't because I already got other books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Peter asked Mom asked for her Christmas list, and she got Peanut a whole bunch of books. It was really hard for Peanut not to just get the books before she got them because we did Christmas late. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But I heard Madeline had a crazy experience out there.
Oh, yeah. That was so crazy. Oh, man. So for those of you who don't know, in Michigan news, there was an explosion in Clinton Township at a vape shop.
It was like a vape shop / CO2.
Yeah, they had illegal hydrogen tanks in there. The last audit of that place was in 2022, and they did not have any explosives in there. And they said it's not even zoned for the type of business that was in there. So the business was in there illegally.
Right.
So the place caught on fire and is just shooting out these CO2 cartridges all over. And Peanut lives 5 miles from this place, and her windows were shaking. She texted us at 9 o'clock and said, hey, I think there's a fireworks building on fire. It's just shooting things everywhere. And there was a kid, 19-year-old kid. He was standing at a car wash. He got hit by shrapnel a quarter mile away. And it killed
I heard
him.
That they had like boxes and pallets and thousands of just illegal knives. Like not just like knives, but like the goofy novelty knives where like you can hold something in your hand and there's like a blade coming off here and a blade coming off here.
Oh,
like
crazy.
The goofy novelty knives. I heard they had thousands of those, and that's what was basically people found them stuck in their roofs, in their cars,
and trees. Off?
That's what hit that kid.
Oh,
I'd heard
really?
That they thought it was a piece of shrapnel, but I believe they found that it was an illegal knife.
Oh my God.
A quarter
I can't imagine
mile
just
away.
Being at a car wash. You're just washing your car and then you just are killed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dang. You're just trying to get your vehicle washed. Like, man, that is crazy. So I just looked up before we hopped on here to see if they had anything new, but they're trying to get like a whole team together to kind of come in and evaluate the situation. Because they just, even until 2 days ago, it still wasn't safe because there was still stuff that the metal beams from the building are not safe.
Yeah. No, structurally, it's not structurally sound.
Yeah. Yeah. So another crazy thing, I mean, this is not even on the same level of crazy, but you got me some Garbage Pail tarot cards.
Yes, I did. I'm glad you finally got them. I got them for you for Christmas. You just finally got them.
Dang, they are so freaking cool. But the crazy part is that I got you Garbage Pail gifts too, which is like...
I thought that was hilarious. And nobody here had any answers because I come home, there's just a bag in front of my dresser. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And the kids Andrea were like, oh, it's what Toots got you for Christmas. I go, oh, no doubt. All Garbage Pail stuff.
Yep.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So that picture is actually an artist rendition. She does velvet print, I guess. And it's like a blacklight picture. So it's like Spacey Stacy, but it's kind of like alien-ish.
Oh, yeah.
But that's her design.
Oh, is it? Because I was going to say, I'd never heard of Spacey Stacy.
It's Spacey, but if you look at the banner, it says, like, Our Lady of something.
Is it Our Lady of the Universe?
It's something. Something like but that? It's not Garbage Pail Kid, so it's, no. But it's her rendition of it. But
I just thought that was, actually just thought that that was part of the picture as well.
Oh, no, no, it's like her own, she created that artwork.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, that was pretty crazy. I opened this and I was like, oh, like I couldn't even tell you because you didn't get the gift yet, you know?
Yeah, Ma was with me when I bought that.
Oh man, I was like, this is amazing.
I just thought it was funny that I got you tarot cards that are Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
But tarot cards.
Right. They're really fun and they're nice. I mean, they're like foiled ones. They're like shiny too.
Oh,
yeah.
Are they? Nice. Good
yeah.
deal. Good
yeah.
deal.
I think I sent a Jack the same picture and snapshot at the same time. I sent you a picture of a Fazoli's. Have you ever been to a Fazoli's?
I've never been to a Fazoli's.
Okay, so they have that here in the South. I don't know if we have that up north. I don't think so.
Nope.
It's like a pasta place, but you can drive through. It's like a drive-through.
Nope, never heard of it.
Yeah. So this is the that was the one with the sign. Did I send you this one with the sign?
No. Nope.
Where it said, "Congratulations, Kyle, Asso of the Month." Like probably it's supposed to be Kyle. Like employee of the month, but it said
you did send that to me.
Yeah.
And I even looked up the word Asso to see if it was like Spanish for like something.
Yeah.
I think all I could think was that they were trying to abbreviate associate. Associate of the month.
But it's ASSO. So
Asso of the month.
We're like, I guess whoever put that sign up didn't like Kyle too much.
Obviously.
Kyle, Asso of the month.
My guess is they made runner-up put it up.
Yeah. And then there's this picture too. I don't know if you can just see this. So it says beef smuggling level or beer smuggling level. So this is like next level beer smuggler. Okay.
Right.
It says beer burrito. And it's her beer in a burrito, like a tortilla shell with
a beer can rolled up
in
it.
Yeah, with tinfoil around it, but she's got her beer in it. So it would look like she's trying
burrito.
To eat it, but it's a beer. I was
that's
like,
pretty good.
Oh, I got burrito.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I was at the gym this week. Look, I sweat my balls off, my exercise balls off.
A pair of balls laying on the ground.
Time. I did send this picture to you. It says, "I'm not in fine shape, but this will be no problem." And it's somebody took a picture of a sign. It says, "Christmas Bazaar and Craft Show. Fight children with diabetes fundraiser." Like you get to fight the children with diabetes.
Yeah, you said that. That's how I read it too. Like basically, like come fight children with diabetes.
Yeah, you're gonna get on your boxing gloves. The person said, "I'm not in fighting shape, but this will be no problem." Oh my gosh, that was so stupid funny. Yeah, and then the last little picture I wanted to show you. Can you see it? The zebra.
Oh yeah, is that the fruit stripe gum?
Yeah, and it says, "My tolerance for people lasts this long."
As long as the taste in fruit stripe gum, about 4 seconds. It's really good gum for like 5 seconds.
It's so good. It right at the beginning. Yeah.
And then it for even gum, it turns into like a wax.
I know.
It's not even like a good gum after that.
Speaking of wax, Dairy Queen is bringing back the cherry dipped cone.
Yeah, they got rid of that for a long time.
Yeah, I was
I'm not sure why.
I don't know. But I had it maybe probably the last little bit before they discontinued it. And I don't know. I used to love that as a kid. That was my favorite. But if it's not hard enough, it gets kind of waxy. And like,
yeah. I'm not a fan of the dip cones. Andrea likes them also. I'm not a fan.
Oh, man. I do love I love cherry sundaes. Oh.
I like anything like brownie, like some kind of brownie supreme bowls.
Yeah.
Like at Baskin down in Mountain California, I was getting like a brownie Super Bowl.
Oh.
Like at least every night, every other night. It was right in the parking lot of the hotel. It's so hard not to walk over there. And what sucks is we got in the habit of going over there, 8 o'clock, getting hopped up on basking and then going to bed.
Oh, all your hopped heart's up, like, what the hell?
Scary, everything. It's whole system's in a whirlwind.
Yeah, what the hell? We have a new cookie place here. There's cookie places popping up all over now, you know? And so we have like Crumble Cookie, Insomnia Cookie. But there's a new one. It's not a chain, and it's called Charlie's Cookie Company. And Charlie is a dog. He's like a little bulldog, but he's like their mascot. And we went in there Saturday night, and their cookies are $8 a piece for one cookie. But they're pretty big. They're like a jumbo, like
the size of your face.
Yeah, kind of the size of my face. So today, random, I found a gift card downstairs, and I looked up the total. Like, I called and got the total. It was $9.79 left, and I was like, hey, I can get a Charlie's cookie.
Hell yeah.
Dang, we got four cookies, and it was like $35 because of the tax. Oh, man.
Yeah, the craziest thing I'd heard recently was, or not heard, experience, was we stopped. There was a place to eat. We decided to eat lunch at a truck stop right by the job site out in California.
Okay.
The truck stop had a Taco Bell, a Pizza Hut, like the regular gas station, and then like a full family restaurant attached to it. Mm. Well, we were like, we're kind of in a hurry, so they're like, hey, we're going to get Taco Bell. I'm like, all right, cool, I'll grab Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
The only pizza you can get are personals that are sitting up there. Like, you can't just order a pizza.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you just walk up, grab a person.
Oh, it may not even be hot. It's just ready.
There was no chance that it was hot. You could tell by these pizzas sitting under this lamp. It was no good.
Okay.
However, I really was already psyched to get Pizza Hut before I knew that that was the program there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to need two of these. So I go up and grab two personals. I go over to the register and pay. Guess how much? Two personal pepperoni pizza. One personal pepperoni, one cheese. They only had one pepperoni left. They took the pepperoni and a cheese. Guess how much two little personal pizzas at a Pizza Hut truck stop. That's right, Jen. $32.
$32.
I could not believe it.
You're like, are you shitting me?
Yeah. Yeah.
$32.
I sit down. Those guys come sit at the table and they're like, how much did you pay for those pizzas? I go, $32. I go, why? And they're like, just for two of them at Taco Bell, $58. For just two regular
size.
They're the same size as me. I didn't like eat some ridiculous amount of food.
Right.
We were just on lunch. Yes.
What?
Apocalypse prices.
What is happening?
No, I don't know. I never again.
Oh my God.
Never again.
That is ridiculous. When you were, before you got home, I went up north, and that's why we're actually late on a podcast, because I overbooked myself when I was up north and didn't have time to record. Then when I got back, I was still overbooked, and I just finished up a class. I had haircuts coming out of the woodwork. I mean, it was crazy, right?
Right.
So when I was up there, for the first night, we go to Meijer, right? Because we don't have Meijer here. Go in there. Did you get your Better Made tin?
I did. I did. I just got it today, actually.
Oh, okay. Sweet. So, Better Made chips up north have chocolate-covered chips. Like, potato chips dipped in chocolate.
Yep.
Which you did not get because I ate them out of the tin.
Yes, I did not get the tin. No, I have the empty-ass tin.
The tin was pretty cool.
Yep, I'm going to find some stuff to put in there. Guitar picks and whatnot.
Yeah, your papers. Yeah. So, the next day, we were going to meet Stevie, our uncle, who only has one kidney.
Why do you got to say that?
Because Dad would be yelling it at the podcast anyway. He's only got one kidney. He's the one that I bought that plush kidney for from the bin store. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to go meet him at Culver's, and we're going to Culver's over in Oxford, right?
Yeah.
Because he's coming from up north. Why would we be going to a different Culver's, right?
Did he go to a different Culver's?
No. So our sister and her kids are going to Culver's, okay? And so they call and they're like, hey, where are you guys at? And we're like, we're at Culver's. They were at Lake Orion.
That is so far from the other one.
No, we're like, what the hell, man? So she finally gets in with all the kids. They're all irritated, right? because she's like, well, why would I go to Lake Orion when I should be at Oxford? I was like, I don't know. I never said Lake Orion, but...
Why would anybody go to the Lake Orion one? It's so far.
So far. Okay, so then she gets there and she's like, hey, do you know where the bathroom is? I said, yeah, Lake Orion. She was triggered. Oh, man. Oh, yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, the other thing, too, I was looking at my notes when I was up there. So we have an ice cream shop up there that we know it's springtime when this ice cream shop opens, right?
Talk about Eva's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's turned into a drive-thru.
Yep, somebody drove their car right into the front of it. What's
right
crazy is, like, not long ago, somebody drove their car right into the front of the veterinary office up the road and on the other side from there.
Dang. Was this a medical emergency, though? Did something happen?
I thought it was a big truck
that drove through it.
I saw the picture of it, and it looked like that truck came at a 90-degree angle at it.
Yeah.
So how it got going that fast at that angle into the building, I have no idea.
Yeah. We had a accident here in Kingsport that when you look at the picture, you're trying to figure out, like, what the hell? And so a car was sitting at the gas pump. Lady had just gone in to pay for the gas. There was a girl sitting in the car, and all of a sudden a truck ran and smashed their car and was on top of their car like this. Well, come to find out, his dog got under, like, stuck on the gas pedal, and his truck just gunned it, and he couldn't stop. It would not stop.
Now, I've been teaching my youngest how to drive. He's in driver's training. I've been letting him drive a lot and stuff.
Yeah.
And what you gotta, when stuff like, no matter what happens in a car, your first instinct has to be neutral.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Right.
A gas, a brake, nothing is gonna help you. If, like, cause he, of course, driving with him, he's like, hey, what happens if the car runs out of gas? He's asking me all sorts of questions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
and everything, pretty, and the same thing, like, hey, what if something goes underneath the brake pump? What if something goes underneath the gas pump? Like,
yeah.
No matter what, put it neutral. Put it neutral, turn the key off. If
yeah.
you just turn it one click, you can still turn.
Yeah.
It's not gonna lock the steering wheel on. You know what
yeah.
I mean? But your first instinct needs to be put it neutral. If the car is doing something you're not ready for, neutral.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have you mess up an engine or even jam it into reverse than to end up on top of someone's car.
Right.
Or into
ice
cream joint. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
man.
I told him, your first instinct should be the brake. And if you're pushing that brake and it's not doing what you want it to do, neutral.
Right. Yeah. I saw a valet sign online and it said no stick shifts. Probably because the valet couldn't drive a stick shift. That was...
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was like, what is this world coming to?
Yeah, the two guys I've worked with out in California, neither of them can drive a stick.
Oh.
One of them can. I recuse myself. One of them could because he drives a semi.
Oh.
And one has never driven a stick.
Yeah.
I told him how we were taught to drive a stick.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only cars mom drove.
Oh,
Mom's
yeah.
the one who taught us how to drive.
Right.
Although when Dad would take us driving, it would be a lot easier because he always usually drove automatic.
Right? We're
so
like,
easy
oh,
to drive
well,
an
this
automatic.
Is like easy breezy. I'm going to fall asleep doing this.
I know, as opposed to driving a stick. Yeah.
Yeah, but driving a stick and trying to eat a sandwich is not ideal.
No, that's
know?
The worst. That's what I told both my kids because they both separately have asked me, like, oh, how come you don't drive a stick? I've more than half of my cars have been stick.
Yeah.
And I told them, I go, you can't drink coffee, eat pizza. You can't do anything when you drive a stick. All you can do is drive.
You can only drive and pay attention. And
that's it. I mean,
and work out your Popeye leg.
Right. I probably shouldn't be drinking coffee and eating pizza and stuff driving, but.
Right.
You can't with a stick for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to tell you, I think sometime last year we had talked about that, like, karma meter. You know how, like, if we could get karma points?
Yeah.
You know, like, on an app or something? So
yeah,
I was
going
to tell you what happened to me Friday. I was at the grocery store, and this lady comes in. She's hot, right? Like, she's not
like
physically
a 10?
Hot. No, she's
oh.
coming in hot. Like, she's... Oh, yeah. Like intense energy, hot, right? So she's running up and down all the aisles, and she's like, I can't find what I'm looking for. And I just keep, I'm on supermarket sweep.
You throw right? something at her? I would have hit her with a thing of paper towels or something. I just would have launched it down the aisle. And as soon as it left my hand, carried about my life.
She was already, like, all fatuzzed, right? Like, she's a mess. So I get over to self-checkout, and I'm in a hurry. I'm scanning all my stuff, and it's like, boop, 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 right? And then I look up, and it's, like, out of service. So I was like, what the hell? Why'd you let me boop, boop, boop all this?
I just would have booped it all, and then
I know.
Booped on.
Booped on my way. So I get out, and there's only one line open, right? Because it's, you know, early in the morning. So, and it's the one lady I was BS with. She's like, come on, girl, get up here. So here comes Hot Mess back behind me. She's like, is the self-checkout open? And they were like, no. And so she's like, I only have two things. And so I had, like, the small little cart. And I said, oh, well, go ahead. And she's like, are you sure? I don't want to, like, jump in there. You know, but kind of you do, because you wouldn't be saying anything if you didn't.
Right.
She gets up there, and the cashier's like, hey, do you have your Food City card? Oh, no, I don't. And I was like, here, you can use mine. And then she's like, oh, my God, I don't even have my debit card. I'm late for work.
Get the hell out of the store. At that point, I just would have pushed my cart into her and pushed her out the end of the aisle. Like, clearly, lady, you are not ready for today.
Yeah. So I was like, it's fine, just go ahead. It was like she had like little drink packets, and it was like $2.50 for both of them. And I said, I got it. Go ahead. Don't be late for work. Just go on, right? Oh, God, thanks. Okay, are you sure? Blah, blah, right? Okay, go. So the lady's ringing up my food, and I had like four heads of broccoli, and they're supposed to be $1.99 each. And she rang one up and then pushed all of them down. I got free broccoli.
Yep.
Yep, because I paid for that girl's stuff, right? And then, I go to, there's a new coffee shop here called 7 Brew. They need it up north. That's all I know. 7 Brew. It's the number 7 Brew. It's freaking amazing, okay? I get an almond shake there. Hmm. I don't even drink coffee. I just get an almond shake.
I'm almost envious of you, because when I go into coffee shops, there's so many options.
Oh.
I don't even look at the smoothie shake side. That's not even on my radar.
Yeah, no. So I get an almond shake, and so I go in there and I just say, it's just a drive-through. So they walk up to you, and I said, hey, can I have what I had last time? And I need this for Shannon, okay? She's like, okay, it's $12.86. Okay. And she runs my card, and then she's like, oh, I don't think it went through, so if it didn't go through, just pay the girl up there. Okay. So I drive up. She's like, oh, it's $3.75. And I was like, I think it's supposed to be $12.86. She's like, oh, it is. It's not working. You know what? Just forget it. And she just let me have two coffees and a muffin top.
Nice.
Just because I paid for that lady's stuff, you know what I mean? Oh, man.
I wouldn't be bragging about the free broccoli, but I hear you.
As much broccoli as I eat, that's pretty freaking amazing.
I can see it's coming out of your hair. Your hair is all different shades of green.
It looks like leprechaun piss. That's what I'm calling
this. It looks
this.
Like something. Leprechaun crotch.
I was at the hair supply place, and the lady in front of me had white hair, and she didn't, like, I just come in, and she didn't see me, and I'm bebopping around the store, and so I go get more hair color, and I'm standing behind her, and she's like, does anyone even do any fun colors anymore? I'm sick of all these, like, normal-looking people. She's like, I used to do pink, or purple, or green, and I was behind her, like, just making a stupid face, like bouncing up and down at the people because they could see me, but she was facing them. And I was cracking up, and she's like, yeah, you know, I live over in Jonesboro, and it's kind of like a cult over there because nobody's doing anything. And she's like, I wish I had known before I bought a house. I was like, oh my God, what is happening? So she turns around because I was laughing, and she's like, yeah, see, like, why aren't people doing hair like that? I was like, well, I mean,
it's hard telling not knowing.
Yeah. At the Mexican restaurant that we go to, the walls are literally like fluorescent yellow and green. And GW's like, oh my god. He's like, all I see is your face because your hair is like, like green screen dick to the wall. So dumb. Oh man. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Jeffy, you got anything else you want to add, or do you want to take a commercial break and then we'll head out?
No, we can take a commercial break.
Okay.
Are you the type of person who will slam two energy drinks right before work just to end up standing at a counter helping people? Well, hell to that. From the makers of Full Throttle Energy Drink, Full Throttle, bring you the next level in energy drink enhancement, Break Torch. Break Torch, for when you need all the energy but have nowhere to go. Break Torch. Break Torch has been engineered to provide you with a special combination of supplements to ensure you have all the energy you need when you don't need it. Break Torch. For when you need maxed out RPMs and no plans to exhaust it. Break Torch. Have you ever been standing still and can feel yourself vibrating with energy? Break Torch. For when you're in a hurry with nowhere to go. Break Torch.
This is a perfect analogy. So I had a spinal tap, and to fix it, because I had a spinal headache, they put me on caffeine pills and bed rest. And that's exactly like...
What, so you can lay there and hum? Just...
You're like, lay here, don't move. Yeah.
You know where I got the idea for that was the guy I was working with in California. Every day he would every morning he'd pick up like three Full Throttle energy drinks.
Oh my god!
And he'd be drinking them throughout the day, but he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
And finally, I go, dude, for somebody who's drinking that much Full Throttle, I go, you sure are at a standstill. I go, maybe you should be drinking Break Torque. I go, or maybe Burnout. Just sitting there burning out with nowhere to go. Like, how do you have that much energy and you're still not doing anything?
Yeah. Oh my god. That's too much.
People like him, Break Torque.
Yeah, Break Torque. I'm gonna start
just
screaming
sitting
that
there,
at people.
One foot on the brake and just one on the gas.
Yeah. Hey, Jeffy. Alright, speaking of Break Torque and peeling out, let's spin the wheel before we head out.
Yep, let me grab it.
All right. Come on, something fresh and new.
I know. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Oh, do you remember this shit? Do you remember this shit? That was one of our topics. I think it's a topic about us talking about stuff that, like, do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
do you remember this shit? Like, remember we talk about like BMX pedals and then you run your foot off it and it rakes your shin.
Jeez,
oh, remember that shit?
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
You remember, I guess we could save it for next
save
time.
It
but
for
real
the
quick,
show.
Do you remember growing up when we didn't have sleds and we would just get garbage bags and you just sit in the garbage bag and that was the only thing between you and the ground, and as soon as you caught a stick, you got your sled's ruined.
Or
whole sled ruined.
We did cardboard too.
We did use cardboard and then duct tape a lot. Cardboard, duct tape, and it seemed like plastic bags.
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Yep.
Remember
next
that
episode.
Shit? Yep. Oh my god. All right, Jeffy. Well, we'll see you again. Thanks for being here and good to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
All right. See you next week.
All right. I might have to do it twice. I know how I want to do it. I just don't know if it'll work out that way. All right. Are you the type of person who will slam two energy drinks? Yeah, hang on. Are you the type of person who will slam two energy drinks right before work just to end up standing at a counter helping people? Well, hell to that. From the makers of Full Throttle Energy Drink, Full Throttle, bring you the next level in energy drink enhancement, Break Torque. Break Torque, for when you need all the energy but have nowhere to go. Break Torque. BreakTorque has been engineered to provide you with special combination of supplements to ensure you have all the energy you need when you don't need it. BreakTorque, for when you need maxed out RPMs and no plans to exhaust it. BreakTorque, have you ever been standing still and can feel yourself vibrating with energy? BreakTorque, for when you're in a hurry with nowhere to go. BreakTorque. I think that went all right.